It is 22:30, Universal Time. And here is the news in special English. Chilean officials say they hope to have the first of 33 trapped miners brought out of the ground soon. Mining Minister Lawrence Goulburn told reporters it will take 3 hours to put the rescue equipment in place and test it safely. The rescue operation will begin soon after. Mr. Goulburn said a rescue worker will be sent into the mine to assist the escape of the miners. At least 3 more rescuers will go into the mine during the operation. They will observe the health of the miners and help those who are weak or sick. The miners will be taken out one at a time. The mining minister said he expects the rescue operation to take up to 2 days. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has praised Serbia for making progress toward its goal of joining the European Union. Secretary Clinton spoke in Belgrade Tuesday during a meeting with Serbian President Boris Tadic. She said Serbia's leadership faces many tests, including its relationship with Kosovo. Kosovo, a former Serbian province, declared independence 2 years ago. The Secretary of State also said the West welcomes the country's cooperation in finding Serbian war criminals. Afghan officials say a civilian cargo plane has crashed in the mountains near the Afghan capital, Kabul. They said the crash killed all of the plane's 8 crew members. However, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says Afghan and international forces are performing a search and rescue operation in the area. The airplane was traveling late Tuesday from Bagram military base to Kabul. It went down about 25 kilometers east of the Kabul International Airport. Afghan officials say the plane was carrying supplies for NATO forces. The cause of the crash is not yet known. Officials in Pakistan say militants have destroyed another school in the country's northwestern tribal area. The school was in the Movmand area west of the city of Peshawar. There are no reports of anyone being in the school at the time of the explosion Tuesday. Pakistani officials say militants have destroyed 12 schools in the Movmand area in the last 7 days. The education minister of nearby Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province said militants have destroyed 1,300 schools since the military began operations against the Taliban last year. He also said at least 700 schools in the federally administered tribal areas have been destroyed. An Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen has threatened to overthrow the country's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The threat was made in a recording placed on the Internet Tuesday by Qasim al-Rimi. He is the leader of the group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It was the second recording from Qasim al-Rimi in 2 days. Mr. Rimi said the president will be driven out of office because he has lost a lot of territory and much of his army. He also accused the president of being an agent of the United States. Some experts say Mr. Rimi is overstating the group's strength. Also Tuesday, Yemeni police arrested 19 suspected Al-Qaeda members in connection with 2 bombings in southern Yemen's biggest city Monday. two people were killed, and at least eight were wounded in an explosion in Aden. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. Talks about the future of the Abyei area of Sudan have ended with no agreement. Representatives of northern and southern Sudan have been meeting for 9 days in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The United States has been assisting with the negotiations. People in Abyei are set to vote early next year on whether to join the North or the South. On Tuesday, the Sudanese government and the South's main party said they could not agree on who could vote in the Abyei elections. The two sides said they want to prevent violence and plan to meet again later this month. American movie star George Clooney is meeting with President Obama Tuesday to discuss his recent visit to southern Sudan. A few weeks ago, Mr. Obama said the future of millions of Sudanese people depends on a vote to be held there in January. On national television, Mr. Clooney said the United States needs to do more to prevent civil war after the vote. The vote on January 9th will let southern Sudan choose whether or not to become an independent country. The government in Ethiopia has signed a peace agreement with an independent faction of the rebel Ogaden National Liberation Front. The Federal Affairs Minister and a representative of the faction signed the agreement in Addis Ababa Tuesday. A spokesman for another part of the ONLF dismissed the agreement, saying it was not real. The ONLF has fought for 25 years to bring self-rule to the Ogaden area. 3 years ago, the Ethiopian government launched an offensive against the group after rebels attacked a Chinese-owned oil exploration field. The attack killed 74 people. A federal judge has ordered the United States Department of Defense to stop banning openly homosexual men and women from serving in the military. District Judge Virginia Phillips gave the ruling Tuesday. Last month, the same judge ruled that the military policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell was unconstitutional. She ordered the Defense Department not to enforce the policy against its workers. The government had asked Judge Phillips to limit her ruling to members of the gay rights group that brought the legal case, the Log Cabin Republicans. The government may appeal the ruling. And now, briefly, here again is the major news of the hour, read in VOA Special English. Chilean officials say they hope to have the first of 33 trapped miners brought out of the ground soon. Afghan officials say a civilian cargo plane has crashed in the mountains near the Afghan capital, Kabul. And officials in Pakistan say militants have destroyed another school in the country's northwestern tribal area. And that's the news in VOA Special English, coming your way from Washington.